Welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin here with Dan Register.
Hey, man.
And Dylan Shiver.
Billy.
We're going to talk about sports, all of the sports. But first, a non-sport. For the first time since 1986, the United States will not be participating in the World Cup.
In the World Cup.
As a result of a devastating loss to Trinidad and Tobago.
A country about as big as the city of Austin, maybe.
What the fuck?
Population-wise, of course.
All we needed to do was tie
or
Trinidad and Tobago.
Or we didn't even have to do that. Or have Mexico or Costa Rica win. Just one of them.
Neither of which did, obviously.
And I think Mexico tried to bone us on purpose. I think they're trying to get back at us.
Mexico's goalie took a shot off the crossbar off the back of his head that went in. That was beautiful.
Is that what did it for us?
Costa Rica had a non-goal counted as a goal.
They were throwing the game.
That was nice.
Are you calling conspiracy theory?
Of course, I am.
If you can't at least tie Trinidad and Tobago, you shouldn't be there anyway. We'd just get embarrassed.
Okay. As an American who doesn't really follow soccer but is into the World Cup, how much does this affect you, them not being
a great deal.
Okay.
Especially because at a time like this, our country needed something to bond behind.
Get behind.
There's nothing like going to the bar at 9:30 in the morning on a fucking Tuesday.
Everyone in their American gear.
Everybody dressed like a dumbass. When Micah's got his American flag scarf on.
Chanting that stupid fucking song.
No, Micah will not be there.
I believe that we will win. That's great.
All that's good stuff. And we needed that. And now we don't have it. Now we got nothing. And look, it'll still be fun to gamble on the World Cup. It always is. But totally different feel when your team's not even in it.
Now, as an American, a proud American who hates soccer, this still sucks for me. And yes. I've said this before. I have the opinion that I don't watch soccer. I hate it. It's stupid. I can't stand it. It's a sissy game.
Nobody cares if you hate
soccer.
Nobody.
Well, there's a but at the end. It's
the
world's
huge
sport.
Contingency of
and
people
my
who
but
hate
is this is like a national pride thing, and that's so much fun for me. I equate it to the Olympics
yes.
a little bit. I don't care about badminton, but if you know, the U.S. can stack gold, I'm all about it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to support the U.S. And so this sucks for me, too, even as a non-soccer guy.
Well, okay, in all fairness, we were never going to win the
Fair.
World Cup.
No, we were not. But to be at the dance is fun.
Sure.
Get to the dance, maybe get out of group stage like we did last World Cup.
That's huge.
That would have been fun.
That's like pretty much like winning the World Cup
yeah.
for the U.S.
For us.
If we get out of the group stage, that's a fucking party.
Give Belgium a game.
So it's a real shame.
Quite a step back.
What a fucking knock. This is we get Christian Pulisic.
Hershey's on. Hershey, future. Pennsylvania's on. The Chocolate City.
We're wasting 4 years of this kid.
I believe they call him the Wonder Boy.
They do.
Which, actually, true story, they used to call me that in prison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I was only there for like 4 months. But
from my prison buddies, I've heard that. Your
yeah.
legendary prison
yeah,
Wonder
Boy. I met them there. They're nice guys.
Yeah. It's just fucked. The whole thing's fucked. We're supposed to be arguably the most athletic country on the face of the earth.
Sure.
Okay, so I don't think
we can't even kick a soccer ball.
It's not athleticism, because we have the athletes to do this. But it doesn't matter if we have our best athletes playing the sport. It's a skill set that these kids are learning in other countries from like
it's absolutely
age
both.
Two.
It's absolutely both.
These like other countries are good at soccer because they throw kids into programs. They take them from their families. They put them in these schools and these clubs and everything, and they just are raised to play soccer.
Yeah, it's just that the athletes are not playing soccer because soccer is a terrible game. They're playing basketball and they're playing football.
That's just, okay, if you're talking, there's a big difference between a country like Brazil where you start playing soccer from the age of 1 day old to, we're not talking about trying to compete at that level. We're so far away from that, it's not even funny. If Brazil loses to Trinidad and Tobago, people are going to die. People are going to be executed.
Yeah.
Well, okay. You know what it is?
I'm saying we at least need to be able to compete on a level that gets us to the fucking tournament.
It's a cultural thing.
That dude, I don't buy that.
It's a cultural thing. It's, like you said,
it's a game.
When you can walk in Brazil, they throw you on a field with a soccer ball. Here, that doesn't happen. It's just not a part of our culture. Like it is at places like that.
We got plenty of motherfuckers playing soccer
because we have better sports here, better games, and kids aren't into soccer. Athletic kids aren't into soccer like they are other sports.
It does. You don't have to be athletic. Like Messi, I wouldn't say he's necessarily
athletic.
What do
you mean you don't have to be athletic?
It's a different kind of athletic.
He is a quick twitch, superior athlete. Yeah, he's a small guy, but he's a hell of an athlete.
I think
it's a
really
different
quick.
Kind of athleticism.
It doesn't matter that our best athletes aren't playing soccer. It's that they're not starting for, like, we're starting people at soccer at like 12 and 13, and that's way too far. Like, we're way behind the curve.
I'm pretty sure I just said that.
They're like 12 years behind.
Yeah, but that's not even, dude. We lost to Trinidad and Tobago.
Okay, does Trinidad and Tobago, do they have basketball there? Do they have organized American football?
Who cares?
Football?
It's the size of
what
a
do you mean, who
city?
Cares? Their athletes play soccer. Ours don't.
We have athletes who play soccer.
We don't have superior athletes who play soccer.
I do buy into
all the nerdy
fact
kids I grew up with played soccer. They're not great athletes.
Dude, you're the fact that you didn't play soccer is weird.
No,
you know
it's
that,
not.
Right?
I'm everyone very proud.
Everybody plays.
I'm very proud that
when
I didn't play
when
soccer.
When they're little kids and you get orange slices.
You play soccer.
Some Capri Suns.
No. I played T-ball.
Yeah, everyone plays T-ball,
every
too. You play every sport.
Yeah, you play every
weirdo.
Sport as a kid, and then you figure
not,
out like what you
not
like.
Soccer. I hated
you were just
it.
Cranking in the garage while everybody else was playing soccer.
No, I was out.
At five?
Out, like fishing and shit.
We're eating orange slices and you were cranking.
I was not cranking.
You were a chronic masturbating child.
I was not a 5-year-old masturbator, if that's what you're getting at.
There is no excuse for this. It's not a matter of whether or not the best athletes in the country are playing the sport. If you can't beat...
Sure, there's no excuse. I agree to that.
Well, we didn't even have to beat them. We just had to tie.
You know what the problem is, too? We're bringing back recycled trash like Bruce Arena or whatever the fuck his name is. Arenas? What? I don't know.
I don't
his name.
Arenas. Bruce A.
Bruce A. He Arena. Used to be. He was our coach, what, like a decade ago, and he was trash, so we brought in Klingsman, the German, and he got us to the round of 16, and then I guess that wasn't good enough, so
good
we brought back Arena.
We got cocky. Yeah. We got cocky. We fired the good coach. We brought back the old washed-up piece of shit coach.
Until soccer becomes a part of the American culture, we're not going to be awesome at it.
I don't want to be awesome. I just want to be good enough to enjoy it.
We have 300 million people.
It's been since 1986 that we've been in the World
That's
Cup.
That's what makes this so shameful, though.
In the World Cup.
Everybody, what I've never understood about national soccer, like the USMNT, who, like, as an organization, with regular sports, with the teams I root for, like the Rockets or the Astros or the Texans or whatever, there's a GM, there's an owner, there's a very clear structure of who's making the decisions and why. These people have to answer to people. Like, I don't know who that is with our national soccer team, but every single one of the people in that structure should be fucking canned. This is, from the top down, they need to wipe that bitch clear. And what, I don't know if you're, like, I know you're allowed to hire a coach from anywhere. Are we allowed to bring in people from anywhere to run our soccer program? Because we should definitely be hiring like South Americans at this point. What? Who
Germans.
Are these people making
just
these
bring
decisions?
Back more Germans.
Who the fuck
well,
decided
Klinsmann
to bring
was
back
was
Bruce?
German. I don't know.
I just don't get it. Like, it doesn't make any sense at this.
Here's a question. Back to the, I'm going back to the cultural thing. How many American? Okay. What's the U.S. League called like the
first, MLS Major League.
How many
Major
MLS
soccer?
Players can you name right now?
Clint Dempsey.
He's the one I know. That's it.
Dude, Kaká, man, in Orlando.
If you ask a child that question, they're going to name zero, and they can
it's
name
not
50
an American,
NBA
though.
Stars.
I mean, there's so a lot of guys when they're at the end of their career, they come over to the MLS because they're
and
washed up and
yeah.
get paid. Yeah, like
okay,
at some point, I think Ronaldo is going to be in the MLS when he's like 40.
Sure.
This might be a shit argument. It's not one I've ever made before, but off the top of my head, it's a comparable thing. Why is it that the United States is able to field a gold medal winning Olympic gymnast team, but we can't even make the fucking World Cup? Gymnastics is not some massive thing. I can't name a single fucking gymnast.
Here's the thing, though. We should send all of our good soccer players to Europe to play and not in the MLS because the MLS is trash. So you have Pulisic who's playing over in...
That's what the best ones do
for,
go play.
Yeah, yeah. He's playing for Dortmund. You had Howard who played for Everton for a little bit. There's guys that do go over there and play, and we have some guys that can play. It's just, I think it's coaching. I think it's
your gymnastic
a lot
thing,
of things.
I think it's because it's such a, like, rare... weird skill set.
That's kind of what
that's
soccer,
what soccer
is.
No,
it's
a technical sport.
No, it's not.
With 300 million people, even our seventh or eighth tier athletes can should still
somebody
be better
should
than
be able
Trinidad
to.
And Tobago.
Somebody should be able to get out there and fucking kick the soccer ball. And we
anyone
don't,
can play soccer is my point. Not anyone can go on a balance beam and do a what do you call it?
I can get on a balance beam. I'm gonna fall off.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying they're
anyone
technically
can run
comparable.
And kick.
Like
anyone.
It's very much a specific skill set. Whereas with something like I don't know.
Football.
There's just a lot. It's and just, also, to your point about it being like the sixth most popular sport in the country, that obviously it plays a factor. But here's the way I'm looking at it now. The NFL is on this massive downslide. Football as a whole, as a sport, is being shit all over for the past 5 years and CT. Will continue to be so forever because of brain injury stuff. Baseball is boring as fuck for the most part. Unless your team makes the playoffs and is competing for a World Series, it can be very, very hard
to
watch.
It's a poor TV sport.
Basketball is the only one that I would argue, like professionally, is insanely entertaining every year, kind of regardless of circumstances. At this point, it's more like reality TV than it is even a fucking professional sports league. Surely, we can get some nerdy little white kids.
Yeah, guess what? 5'8" white kids aren't playing basketball.
But that's they need to be playing soccer.
Right.
The Dominicans and the Puerto Ricans have taken over baseball. That's theirs now. We're done. It's over for white people.
This is what we have.
Black
we have
dudes
soccer.
Got football and basketball. This is what we've got. And pitching. We got some good pitchers.
Yeah, hockey, of course, but
it just baffles me that we can't fucking field a soccer team that can beat
a
country that
I
can't point to on a map.
I'm on board with you.
Where is this fucking thing? Trinidad and Tobago.
Caribbean?
Badass name,
Micah,
by the way.
What's the country? Is it Iceland or something? That Iceland also qualified with 300,000 people. 300,000.
Yeah, but they're all right.
It's
they're,
like West Austin.
It's a they're from Rocky Country.
They're from the descendants of like Vikings, though. So like, their genetics.
Oh, yeah, Vikings.
Are
noted soccer players.
What a
the
crock
Viking.
Of shit. It just sucks, it man. What are we in? Like with another sport, you just pick a team. It's like fuck it. We'll just. I mean, like I'm a lifelong Preds fan. You're
sure.
You're a lifelong Las Golden Vegas Knights fan. You can't pick a country.
What are you talking about? My Ireland and my Germany are going to be well represented. In the World Cup.
Oh,
can't
that's
can't
that's
wait
poor.
To see my team play.
That's poor. You can't do that.
Can't wait to see the laddies of Ireland.
You're born and
strap
raised in
up.
America, Dan. Sorry.
I think I might go on Belgium. I think I'm going to be like, that's who I play with in FIFA, so I feel like I have a connection.
I don't think there's any
a,
problem being
like
a bandwagon
a
World
country,
Cup
too.
Fan.
But, like, chocolate and alcohol. That's what I think of when I think of Belgium.
Great beer in Belgium.
And, like, really tall blonde girls.
Micah notes also waffles.
Waffles. Mm. Very, very important to note, yes.
And just cool little cities.
Although I think Germany is the odds-on favorite to win the World Cup, so I'm
just
half
go
German.
With the favorite.
I'm just going to go with the favorite. Let's ride that bandwagon.
I doubt you're half German.
Nazi.
One of your parents is full German.
And then my other is full Irish.
Nine!
I don't think that's accurate.
That means no in German. Nine! Did you know that?
Yes.
You ever seen a movie about the Holocaust?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Speaking of which, Dan, you might want to think about it before you jump on that fucking train.
Yeah, Dan.
I don't know. Germany kind of single-handedly saved the Euro, so I think they redeemed themselves.
Seriously, the most important thing about all this to me is the fact that everything is shit every day on the news. Everything. It's just trash lately. We're just getting bombarded by shit constantly.
I'm ready to, like, take that rocket to Mars.
Why couldn't we have this? Why couldn't the sports gods give us this so that we could have something to drink with each other and rally behind without fucking hating each other?
Yeah.
It just bums me out.
At least it's just soccer.
At the end of the day, in a week, we'll get over this. But when the World Cup comes on, it's going to be real sad again.
Here's the thing, too. The next World Cup after this is in Qatar or Qatar, whatever the fuck you call it. The Middle Eastern country where it's going to be 130 degrees and where, like,
everybody's
migrant
just
workers.
Die.
I think it's Qatar.
Yeah.
Qatar.
Actually.
I'm a Qatar.
Qatar. Eh, one of the two.
We don't endorse
Qatar. Oh, you know what else? I'll be 30 fucking 5 years old. In 40 or 34, something. I'll be 4 years older than I am now is the point.
Also, we should allow some of our guys to go play for other teams. So just so they get the experience. Like, Christian Pulisic should be able to play for Germany.
That's the other bullshit. Half the guys on our fucking team were raised in other countries. We've got all these guys that were raised in Germany and shit on military bases. There's all kinds of different fucking loopholes we take to get these players on our national team. We still can't beat fucking Trinidad and Tobago.
Now, I've actually read that there is some shady business that could go on to get us somehow into the World Cup.
That's the first thing I asked online. I was like, can't we just pay somebody?
There's got to be.
This feels like the concert is sold out, but surely I can pay somebody for a ticket. Like,
granted,
even if I'm paying way overpriced.
Was it last year the FBI cracked down on FIFA and got all those dudes arrested? Well, maybe this is kind of payback.
I enjoyed that.
I think they get cracked down on constantly.
Don't get Micah started on FIFA.
Dude, they're in the news again for some shady dealings, like yesterday.
Yeah.
When this all happened.
Very corrupt.
Yeah. Enough about fucking soccer. We got some good Thursday night games. Today's Thursday. Let's go through these quickly. NFL, Eagles at Panthers. The MyBookie.ag line is Carolina -3.
A game I give a shit about, yeah.
It's a good Thursday night
Eagles
game.
Eagles fly. How do they say it?
It's fly, Eagles fly.
Fly, Eagles fly.
On the road to victory. Fight,
for
Eagles,
you,
fight.
Dan.
Score touchdown, 1, 2, 3.
That's what a song. Great lyrics.
Dan,
hit them high.
That song again.
Watch our Eagles fly.
Okay, Dan. Over-under is 44
Dan's
and a half.
Just because Dan sang that song, I'm taking Carolina -3.
Okay. I'm going to take the Eagles +3. Just out of the fact, like, Carolina has been very good the last couple weeks, but They were very bad a few weeks before that. The NFL is an unpredictable piece of shit, and I just feel like it.
Well, this is my team, obviously, against my Super Bowl pick in Carolina Pitt.
Are you going to emotionally hedge?
No, I'm going to go with the Eagles because...
You're all in.
Fly Eagles fly.
Right.
I believe that they will cover.
And I think our front seven is just going to destroy Carolina's offensive line.
Finally, the game that everyone's been talking about.
Everybody. Louisiana
Texas State
Lafayette.
At Louisiana Lafayette.
Close to your guys' heart.
Texas State Bobcats. This is big time. The MyBookie.ag line is Louisiana Lafayette minus 14.
The book on Texas State is never give them 14 points because they will cover it.
I got in a bunch of DMs today from people asking me, like, it's so fucked up because this is seriously part of my life now. Like, people DM me. They're like, dude, should I take the Bobcats tonight? Like, what do you think about these 14 points?
Did you get any DMs about last night's Troy-South Alabama game?
No.
South Alabama was getting 19. They won outright. So that makes LSU look even worse.
Nice.
We're trying to talk about the Bobcats here. Important subject.
Yeah, so I got Texas State, obviously. You never give them 14.
I will bet any number against the Bobcats. Any number.
Wow.
Louisiana Lafayette minus 14.
That's just called an emotional hedge right there.
It's not an emotional hedge. They
pride?
Are fucking terrible.
Yeah, they're not good.
Make a pick on this game.
Yeah, the game is in Louisiana.
Oh, that's going to be the determining factor for
sure. I don't know how T-State
travels. You never
want to
go into Lafayette.
Yeah, no. That's what they say.
Hostile environment.
Going to be rocking.
Yeah.
All like 3,000 fans in attendance.
Would you pick?
Give me the Raging Cajuns because that's a badass name.
Is a good mascot name.
Oh, and the Bobcats isn't? What's wrong with you, Dan?
The Texas State Bobcats are the USMNT of college football programs. Inexcusable that they cannot climb.
The Bobcat is a weak cat mascot.
Not even that. I'm talking about the program.
I know. I'm talking about the mascot, Bobcat.
Also, are we just referring to UL Lafayette as Louisiana?
I think I could
Louisiana
take,
Lafayette.
I think
Louisiana
I could take
Lafayette.
On five yeah. Bobcats.
They're
at
actually
once.
Known exclusively as Louisiana now.
They're just Louisiana now?
Yeah, they changed their name.
I don't
That's
like that.
Idiotic. I'm not saying that.
They're UL Lafayette.
They are now just Louisiana.
I could take on five Bobcats, I'm pretty sure.
At one time?
Yeah, with my
you
bare
absolutely
hands.
1,000% could not.
Dude, they weigh like 25 pounds.
Yeah, if he's taking
five
a wolf.
Bobcats are attacking you at once, you're telling me you're coming out of that alive.
Yeah.
That's insane.
They're going to surround you?
Oh, I'll be
they're
choking
tiny.
Them out two at a time.
No, you kick them.
The other three are going to be ripping your fucking face off.
Oh, no. They don't have the power to rip my face off.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen those claws, dude?
They got claws. I'm not going to come out of there unscathed.
I don't think they have the heart either. I think you hit one, they all scatter.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay,
I could see that as maybe being an advantage. I don't know enough about their emotional
cats.
Stamina.
I don't know how their emotions run either.
I don't know how they are like on a, you know, their
fight
flight.
Or flight. They're
yeah.
flighting.
Yeah, I don't know if they're flight or fight. Like,
I mean, they eat like rodents, you know? They don't take down cool animals.
They're a house cat. Can you take
like
five house
cat on steroids, basically.
I could take a tall house cat
on steroids is what they are.
Can I just say in Texas State's defense, very good looking woman. Very good looking.
Oh, yeah.
Great rivers, great campus.
Oh, yeah. Shouts to our Lady Bobcats.
I wouldn't have gone to another school. You couldn't pay me to go to another school. That being said, just absolutely terrible at sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good at baseball sometimes, but just
sometimes.
Football. Football, not our thing.
No.
No.
Certainly not.
Louisiana Lafayette minus 14. Let's get into these other games.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of good college games this weekend. All these lines that we're going to mention are from mybookie.ag and current as of, what is it, 2 p.m. Wednesday? Is when Micah got these for us here. There are no games between ranked teams this week, believe it or not. Zero.
That's okay.
But we don't need them.
Doesn't make it a bad slate.
It's still a good slate. I'm looking at the slate. I love the slate.
I've heard a lot of people bitching about
it's a big slate
weekend. Slate. Yeah.
Big weekend for slates. TCU at Kansas State. The MyBookie.ag line is TCU minus 6.5. The over-under is 51.
The Little Apple.
Look for
Manhattan.
Look for the Wildcats to have a bounce back game after the overtime thriller against Texas. They will cover the 6.5. Write it down.
Okay.
This isn't my lock of the week, by the way. Just write it down.
Anyway. Yeah, Manhattan.
You just want it written down.
Yeah.
Documented on paper. I'm going to go TCU minus 6.5. I don't know why. But I understand.
You don't know why? I believe Kansas State has the best defense in the Big 12.
Mm.
And I think TCU's offense is a little overrated.
Hmm.
Oh. I'm not saying Kansas State's going to win outright.
Kenny True believer.
But you think they cover 6.5?
But I think they cover 6.5. Give me K-State.
Auburn at LSU. The line is Auburn minus 7. Over-under is 44.5. Dylan, what do you think about this here? What do you
seven
think about this
points.
This SEC
in
matchup
Death Valley
here?
Is a lot LSU, I'm not sold on them by any means, but that's a lot of points against an Auburn team that I don't, you know, I'm not impressed by. Give me LSU.
I'm with you. LSU plus 7.
Okay. That goes against everything I was going to say. I think the whole world is on Auburn because I think nobody buys LSU after that Florida game because
right.
it's fucking Florida.
Right.
And I mean, I said this last week when I picked Florida minus 4. I think Ed Orgeron, Coach O, has one last punch.
When you picked Florida, you made the argument that Coach
O said
might
I was concerned about picking Florida because I think
right.
Coach O had one last punch.
Right, you were correct about that.
And he used it. He had his punch. He played that card.
Now you think
but
it's over.
It's over. Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Sorry. It like Auburn is going to roll.
What a ridiculous reversal of opinion.
I know their offense is starting to get their offense is rolling right now at Auburn. Defense is very good. LSU's lines have been pushed around by like Troy and Florida. That Florida game
it's
the
not
line
what
got
you
pushed
want.
Around. You don't want that. They're going to get pummeled.
So like, Auburn minus 7.
A lot of times the public. You don't want to go with the public, and the public's going to ride Auburn minus 7, but sometimes it's that obvious.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You can't always do the public thing, because it's or go against the public thing.
Because sometimes the public's right.
Sometimes it's just
Auburn
right.
by 3 touchdowns.
Speaking of Death Valley, if you ever have a chance to go to an LSU game, do it.
Do it.
It is a great place to watch a college football game.
Texas versus Oklahoma. Big time Red River rivalry.
Yeah.
It's not a shootout anymore, Dan. You're offending the natives and the whites.
Yes, Dan.
As a white guy, I'm offended by that
rivalry,
concept.
Which doesn't roll off the tongue at all for me. It takes
hard. Red River rivalry.
Hard for me to say.
Ross ran routes.
I said this earlier in the week when it was this a half point ago when Texas had half a point fewer than they have now.
They were
now
plus 7.
They're now getting 8.
Now they have 8. I'm not saying Texas wins.
But you're saying they cover.
It's going to be a close football game. I think maybe a 4-point game. For that reason, I got Texas.
I'm
going
to stick with you. I stuck with you earlier in the week.
Thank you.
I trust you on Longhorn football. I have nothing else to say.
Yeah, earlier in the week when I said the worst thing that could happen for Texas is Oklahoma losing that Iowa State game, I'm starting to reverse course on that. I think Texas.
That's shocking to me.
Yeah, I think Texas actually wins this outright.
Whoa!
Wow.
Call
you
my,
went the other way there, Dan.
I'm calling my shot.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
defense is playing well, man. And that Oklahoma defense is concerning.
Well, you know the name of our defensive coordinator is a porn star name. His name is Todd Orlando, which is the best name in college football.
It is.
Todd.
UT's defensive coordinator's name is Todd Orlando.
His name is Todd Orlando.
Is he white or black?
He's white. And he needs to go into porn and not even have to change his name.
Todd Orlando?
Isn't that a great
name?
He's
a white guy named yes. Todd Orlando? Is your dude, that's, yeah, I'm all in on Texas.
I had a fraternity brother who we later found out was working as a homosexual porn star. His name is Scott Berlin. That's his working name.
Yeah, I'm familiar with his work.
Scott Berlin.
No, seriously, Todd Orlando is a name you use to like check in at a hotel when you don't want anyone to know you're there.
Well, you know, Mike Vick's alias was Ron Mexico.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Todd Orlando.
All right, let's get into Dan's picks. We already covered the first one.
Yep, Auburn minus 7 over LSU. A&M plus 2.5 over Florida. In the swamp, I still don't understand why Florida is favored. A&M rolls. Navy plus 3 over Memphis. Navy. That if you don't want to side for that game, go with the over. Michigan, Indiana under 47.5. No one's going to score in that game. Eastern Michigan plus 6.5 over Army. Parlay those 5 games.
Whoa, parlay.
Very confident in these, Dan.
I am. Could be a big weekend for your boy. And then, of course, my last pick, UAB plus 6.5 against a injured Middle Tennessee team. Bill Clark, if you want to sprinkle the money line, his team's going to probably win outright.
You know what they say about 5-team parlays? They always hit.
I'm going to say this right now. The fact that Dan feels so good about this weekend is a very alarming thing. That is very, very dangerous. To feel really good about 5 picks like that and then having a 5-team parlay, like this might be the week that you get broken.
It was a $50 parlay to win 1,000, I think.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm all in, man.
Yeah, fuck it.
I love a good parlay. 5 teams, 4
parlays
teams.
Parlays are exciting.
Preferably 4, but 5, fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, I could get into detail about all these games, but who needs that?
We don't need that.
No, nobody needs that.
Nobody wants that, Dan.
What you do want is good clothing. You know where to get it?
Of course.
ManOutfitters.com.
Yeah.
You might be asking yourself, what is Man Outfitters and why is Ross talking about it right now? What? You're going
to
answer the question?
Yeah. You're
please
supposed to
do.
Call on me.
Oh,
like
Dylan.
It is our online men's retail store where we curate the best men's products on the globe.
How is basically. It ours? Ours. How is it ours?
It's ours because it is under the Grandex umbrella, much like this podcast.
Yes.
By supporting Man Outfitters, you're supporting us.
And you're supporting yourself because you look good and you'll feel good.
And you play good.
And then you'll play good.
And you have sex good.
And you'll fuck better. You can use the code SPORTS at checkout to get 10% off your entire order between now and Monday, which is big. 10%.
It's huge. It's 10%.
That's not 5%, son. This isn't your grandfather's sale.
You still get 100% of the product, just at a 10% less.
Yeah, which is...
Yeah, we're not cutting the sleeves off.
Free money, bitch. Check out manoutfitters.com. We've got great new Patagonia up on the site.
We have the freshest Patagonia in the game.
Everybody loves Patagonia. Great, great products. Great brand. They
Sperry,
look good.
Cole Haan. Ruka.
Yep, yep. Get on there. Southern Marsh. Levi's.
Grayers.
Manoutfitters.com. You can also use the code... What is this? Fall 20?
Micah, we're
starting Monday, Ross, Dylan, and Dan. Starting Monday and ending Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday, we have a special sale going on, Man Outfitters. Everything, well, almost everything, is 20% off. And you just use the promo code FALL20. You can't stack the other code.
Can't
Micah,
stack codes.
Shouldn't we have waited to reveal this? Because why would someone buy between now and Monday?
That's a good question. Why wouldn't you wait?
Well,
for the
off. We don't really come to you again until Monday afternoon. So here's your chance. Get ready. Mark
your
calendar.
Oh, you mean calendar. The day the deal starts?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably a perfect time to tell them.
Yeah, probably mark your calendars, though.
Here's what we
if you need something quickly between Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Pinch, if you're in a pinch for a tight pullover.
Well, if you need something the next 4 days, you can use promo code. You can use the promo code SPORTS.
This is
or
important.
If you're listening to this podcast after next Tuesday, you can use promo code SPORTS.
Micah makes an important point. If for some reason you're unable to move from your couch, perhaps there's a game on that you've bet on, you place an order on manoutfitters.com right now using the code SPORTS at checkout. You pay for the overnight shipping. That shit arrives the next day. Yeah. Boom. Bam.
Then you're looking tight as hell the next day.
And you didn't even have to rise up from your ass.
Or you could wait till Monday and get an extra 10% off.
Or you could do that.
But we don't want you to do that. We want you to buy now.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to talk baseball, all the other NFL games this weekend, and maybe even cry about soccer some more. Who knows?
Yeah.
If you're a big Game of Thrones fan, we are doing the Knights Rewatch on Oysters, Clams, and Cockles, our Game of Thrones podcast, starting back with season 1. We're only through a few episodes so far. Plenty of time for you to jump on. We're doing one podcast episode per episode of the show to be as prepared as we can for the final season of Game of Thrones. Come join the Knights Rewatch. Subscribe to Oysters, Clams, and Cockles on iTunes. All right, we're back. Let's talk about baseball. MLB playoffs. We're in the midst of them. The Yankees beat the Indians in a shocker last night in Cleveland. And we'll face the Astros, my Astros, starting tomorrow, Friday, in Houston.
I don't like it. I don't like when the Yankees are good.
I like when... All right, Cleveland has had a nice little run here. They've been very, very good the last couple years.
What did we say? So they got hot?
Too hot?
They
too
won,
early?
They won 20, what, 22 in a row? 20-something
in a
row?
They won 1,000 games in a row.
They won 1,000 games in a row this
late
year.
August, early September.
Too many games
too early,
soon.
Too early.
They blew their load.
Busted that nut way too quick. And on top of that, as a result of how good they've been over the past couple seasons, as a result of multiple NBA Finals trips and one NBA championship, Cleveland fans have gotten cocky. And you cannot blame them for this. I'm not saying they should be blamed for getting cocky. Getting cocky is part of having good sports teams. But if you're going to talk that shit, when it hits the fan, you got to be prepared to take it back.
It comes
and
right back at you.
I've had fucking Indians fans riding my ass on Twitter for the past 6 months about how no matter how good the Astros were, once we meet them in the playoffs, they're going to fucking destroy us. And they couldn't even get past the fucking Yankees. And Aaron Judge struck out like 422 times in the series.
422.
Exactly.
The record. He said record 422.
Was that a record? That's a record,
he broke
right?
the previous record for strikeouts in a series by 415.
This. Regular season baseball, playoff baseball, fucking amazing.
Boner City.
It is so much fun to watch.
My God, I love
it. I'm excited.
It.
On the
this
edge
is
of
the
your
best
seat.
Time of year. Right now.
Actually, starting Tuesday is truly my favorite time of the year. NBA, NFL,
your
NHL,
so
MLB, all at once. It's just
we got Texas OU.
It's a bukkake of sports.
I don't know what to do with myself.
Ross, you know what you're doing?
What's that?
You're paying for the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
What does that mean?
On the edge of
your
seat.
On the edge of your seat.
Wow, Dan, that was deep as fuck.
What?
You pay for the whole seat, but you're only sitting on the edge of it.
For when? For why?
Because of all the sports.
Playoff baseball, oh, man.
The hot sports.
I don't know what you're talking about here.
I don't think Dan made that one up. But it
anyway, very much looking forward to Astros-Yankees. This is huge. Fuck the Yankees.
Can I just say, too, I know the MVP is a regular season award, but I think Aaron Judge should be disqualified from winning that. Okay. For striking out 16 times in one
series.
He's
a rookie. He's 7 feet tall. He weighs 400 pounds. He mashes home runs. He's going to win an MVP at some point in his career.
He's the ugliest man on the planet.
Not giving it to Altuve this year would be shameful. The man, he's breaking strikeout records left and right. And I get that he's great and he's an asset and he smashes the ball. But if you're going to strike out that many times in one series, you can't be the fucking MVP. You can't.
I forget who put this on Twitter. One of the baseball analyst guys, probably for ESPN, I'm not sure. He said that, so Aaron Judge struck out 15 times in this series.
I think it was ended up 16, maybe 15.
I think it was 15.
Whatever.
In 1995, maybe, Tony Gwynn, the entire season, struck out 15 times.
I saw multiple stats thrown out
Tony Gwynn
guys who struck out less times in a season than he did. In
Tony, if you go back and look at the strikeout numbers that Tony Gwynn put up, you have to, like, you can't, it's unfathomable how little he struck out.
Yeah, he can handle a baseball bat.
It was 16 strikeouts. Fuck you, Dylan.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're lying.
He struck out again in the top of the seventh for a 16th.
Yeah,
dude,
it was 16th.
He struck out four times in two consecutive games, I believe. That is really
four
hardcore.
Times? That's the golden sombrero.
Is that what that's called?
But he doubled it up. He did it twice in a row.
He got two golden sombreros.
Joe Girardi said he continues to be patient. What do you mean? He's swinging.
At what point do you just bench his ass?
You don't bench. You cannot bench.
Yes,
the rookie who hit 50
bombs. In the playoffs, you can. Not in the regular season.
I don't think they're there yet. I think they got through that series. It would take him striking out like four more times, two more games before they consider that.
I feel like
that.
Last night, it would have been a better move to just like pitch around Gardner. And then
that's what a lot. Yeah,
Aaron Judge come up. Yeah,
I saw a few people on Twitter who were like, "Why throw to this guy?" By the way, Gardner, that was one of the best at bats I've ever seen. That was insane.
That guy is all jaw.
That was a not yes.
He's just nothing but a
he's
jaw.
He's fucking terrifying.
That's all you can see is a jaw. Under
it was like a 9 minute at bat.
Yeah.
You think he works out his jaw?
Well, he just chews.
He clinches.
He chews a lot of gum.
He clinches. He chews a lot of gum. He's
a clincher.
He's an angry batter, an angry hitter.
You think he does like those neck exercises that boxers do?
He's just a baseball guy. He kind of annoys me, actually. A lot of
you can be too much baseball guy.
Yeah, he's too much.
And that guy, I mean, I know we wouldn't get along, but I also don't want to fight him.
You have Brian McCann on your team.
Brian McCann is a good example of a guy who's taking it too far with baseball life.
Yes. But,
Brian McCann, is he a no-gloves guy?
No, that's
Gattis. I hate that.
I love Gattis.
There is no reason to do that. You know that.
I know.
All it does is hurt you.
No, I'm a big fan of tight ends that are no, like the white tight
that
ends
so
that have
dumb.
No gloves.
What's
or no wristbands or
Jack
armbands.
Like nephew.
Oh
grandson.
Yeah.
What's his name?
The golfer.
Yeah, his nephew or his grandson is a NFL.
Sam Saunders or
no? Micah, help me out.
Here. Or no, that's Arnold Palmer's nephew.
What? I'm sorry. Jack Nicklaus.
Grandson.
Jack Nicklaus, grandson, golfer.
Oh, Jake Butt?
Nick O'Leary? No.
Yeah, Nick O'Leary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's his.
That's George O'Leary's.
Buffalo Bills? Tight end.
Kid, too.
He's a no gloves guy and is related to
Jack. Ooh, you're so pure. Dude, everybody else is running around with fucking duct tape on their hands, and you're running out there with just your hands.
All I see is a guy who can't catch as well as a glove guy. That's
wrong
all
with
I
you.
See.
Yeah.
What are you doing,
you, dude?
Man?
Put the gloves on.
Put the fucking gloves on.
They're free. The team will provide them for you.
You
don't have to buy them.
You don't have to come out of pocket, man.
You don't have to go to Academy Sports and Outdoors and buy these fucking gloves yourself. The other series, Cubs-Nats, is also surprisingly gone to a Game 5. I think people thought the Cubs had this thing wrapped up. They do not. Game 5 is tonight. The Cubs are a favorite, and the winner will play the Dodgers.
A lot of people didn't think Strasburg was going to take the mound.
What was he? Was sick?
He had like a cold.
I didn't get all that drama.
I don't buy it.
It was.
He played, though. Played well.
Well,
it was very strange. Dusty Baker, the day before, announced that Strasburg on full rest was too sick and wasn't going to pitch. And then, of course, like he should have, he woke up and said, I need to pitch.
I feel better.
Yeah. Oh, let's try some new antibiotics. Whoa. I feel better.
I can't believe.
All I have to do is stand on a mound and throw a baseball.
I can't believe Dusty Baker is still around.
Dude, He's
still
he's a vet.
He will not be if they lose tonight.
Still working.
This is true.
He has no contract beyond this year.
Bryce Harper, free agent after this season or next? Is it next?
Nah, yeah, it's not this season.
Okay.
Prediction, Cubs win tonight. Prediction, Astros in five. Four.
You're getting sweep.
Sweep?
Sweeping the Yankees.
No.
It's a seven-game series now.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, fool.
Astros in six. Astros in seven.
That's a three-game swing.
Okay, we get... All right, so in baseball, is it 2-2?
I think it's 2-2-1-1-1.
They always change this shit up.
It's different every fucking...
Every sport's different. Basketball is 2-2-1-1-1
now. I prefer the 2-3-2 because I feel like that's
just
too much traveling.
But then series kind of change in basketball, too. Isn't it like 2-3-2 at some point?
No, not anymore.
For like the finals?
No.
No?
Okay. Not new. No.
The baseball series is actually 2-3-2.
Okay.
Which is insane.
As it should be.
How is that as it should be? That's I'd rather be the three team.
What?
Winning five?
You open and you close your series at home? Are you kidding? Are you high?
You get three games in a row at home.
Who cares?
Okay. You also get one less game at home.
You're going to win one of those games away.
You're high. I hate when you do these high, man.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. All right. Moving on to the NFL. Baseball is exciting, but it's time to move on. Again, all these lines are provided by mybookie.ag. If for whatever fucking reason you assume we're getting them from somewhere else. No, we're not. At noon, Packers Vikings. The line is Pack minus three. The over-under is 46.5. This is in Minnesota, correct? Yes. And the Packs still get three here. I don't know, man.
That makes sense. It says the teams are even.
Sure. If you want to use that logic, this is I can't even make a pick in the NFL anymore.
Oh, Pack minus three? Oh, I thought it was I thought they were getting three.
I got the Vikings.
Okay.
Vikings is going to shock the world here.
Shock the world? Vikings minus three?
No, Vikings plus three.
I mean, Vikings plus three?
Yeah. They're going to cover, man.
It's hard to read.
All right, man. I'm gonna say Packers minus three. I don't know, though. Take it.
I forgot the quarterback's name, the guy who's playing.
Aaron Rodgers?
No. For the Vikings.
Case Keenum.
You know what they always say? When Case Keenum and Aaron Rodgers are up against each other, you always take Case Keenum. So that's why I got the Vikings.
Keenum actually looked pretty good last week.
Yeah.
I know.
Which is weird because he looks like they pulled a water boy away from the cooler and strapped a helmet on him and threw him out there.
It was hard to watch Bradford out there. It was like, dude, you're clearly hurt. Like, you can't move.
He's
Why are
miserable.
You trying to play?
Just take your money and go home.
By the way, has been awesome.
Another guy who clearly doesn't touch weights.
Sam. Yeah.
Like, dude, lift a weight one time.
What are you doing,
bro? He's a beanpole.
He's too rich.
How are you going to come after your Native American brethren like that?
You do love similar complexion.
Well, he's a Native American. He's very Native American.
Sam the... I'm not going to say that.
He's like 100%. Like, straight out the tribe.
Former Heisman winner.
Make a pick,
Shouts
dickhead.
To Sam. Oh, yeah. I said Minnesota.
Dan, make a pick, dickhead.
Yeah, give me the Vikings.
All right, fine. You can have them. Sunday at noon, Pats, Jets. Pats minus 9.5. I'm taking that all day.
Yeah, I got the Patriots.
Over-under is 47.5. I don't know. Who bets on the Jets?
Yeah, fuck it. I am. Jets.
Okay.
Plus 9.5.
Here's my take on games like this. You either don't bet the game, period. If you have an inclination that the Jets are going to cover, you do not bet this game. Or you bet Pats. If you're like, what kind of a psycho would be possessed to bet on the New York Jets at this point?
I'm not going to put money on it, but I'll take it right here. Give me the New York football Jets.
Rams at Jags. This one I'm looking forward to, and I will tell you why, Dan, since I know you want to know. I want to know how legit the Jags defense actually is. And from week to week, it's been kind of hard to tell. At the beginning of the season, they opened the season beating the fuck out of the Texans, who very much did not have their shit together yet. They've kind of played some bullshit teams since then.
They beat the Steelers.
The Rams. Yeah, the Steelers have been kind of bullshit, though. Big Ben is not Big Ben. And the Rams' offense has been way more legit than anybody thought it would be. And they obviously have one of the best running backs and offensive lines in football. So, and the Jags have been known to get carved up in the run game. So I'm interested to watch this one, what I'm saying. Jags minus 2.5, over-under is 42. I'm going to go Rams because I'm a Rams guy this year.
Stand up, L.A.
Stand up, Los Angeles.
I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
And I don't have as much to say about it as you just did. I'm just going to say that I have the Jags.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Jags strategy this entire season has pretty much been like, take the ball out of Blake Bortles' hands. Just hand the ball off.
Pretty good strategy.
It's a good strategy.
Is Fournette having a decent season? I haven't paid much attention.
Well,
in a good
last
game last
week,
week
he went fucking belligerent.
I saw him jump like 20 yards into the end zone at one point.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Everybody else in that team's a dickhead, but he's awesome.
Bortles is terrible.
He also had a 90-yard touchdown run last week.
That's pretty good.
That's far.
And at one point he reached like 24 miles an hour,
some
which
shit.
Was yeah, the same. Fastest any NFL player has been clocked this season.
And he's what, like 240 pounds?
Yeah, and he did not have a super fast 40, but he had a very fast 90.
He's a high end speed guy.
Yeah, isn't Usain Bolt run 24 miles an hour?
I think he runs 64.
He
miles
builds
per
up
hour.
Speed the further he gets. You know, it's like a bowling ball down a mountain,
downhill.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's nothing like a bowling ball. But I feel what you're saying.
Dan, make a pick.
Rams plus 2.5. I'll just go all points.
Okay. Giants and Broncos. Dear God.
Mike notes it's a trash game, and I would agree.
Sunday night trash game. Broncos minus 11.5. Whoa. That's not enough points. I just don't think that's enough. It should be like minus 15.
The Giants, okay, they lost.
They've lost
two
all their
receivers.
No, four receivers.
Four, all four
Wait,
receivers
Sterling,
got hurt.
Still have Sterling Shepard. Is he still
last game
healthy?
I think he's hurt. I think they're all hurt.
They don't have a running back. Their running back's like Paul fucking Perkins or something like that. What's his name?
You know what else doesn't help?
They just pulled someone out of the crowd.
Eli Manning is their quarterback.
Two times a bowl.
Okay, Sterling Shepard is not healthy. He avoided surgery. His season is not over, but he very likely will not play tomorrow.
I don't know how the Giants are going to score a single point against Denver, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
How are they going to score?
I don't think
they I think will. You take the under.
I mean, I don't disagree
it's,
with betting.
It's
going to
be
39, though.
It's
going
to be 24-0.
Yeah.
How are they going to score?
Hit that under hard.
Yeah, okay. I like the under. I really would take the Broncos.
Denver has by far the best secondary in the league. Would you all agree with that?
Yes.
So against who's that receiver for New York? Okay,
Brandon Marshall is.
They
Brandon
don't
Marshall
have any
now?
Healthy receivers.
Brandon Marshall's hurt too.
He's out for the season,
dude. None. He's retiring. I think. I think he fucking retired.
Well, probably so he can go on NFL Network or whatever, so he can break down some of the Giants games.
Okay, he's not. He has not retired yet, but he's. It is speculating. People have speculated that he will join television.
Yeah, he
rather
really
than go back out there.
He does that on like his bye week.
Season-ending ankle surgery. Brandon Marshall.
He has multiple personalities.
He's mentally ill. We do not make fun of the mentally ill, as I am mentally ill. I stand with all the mentally ill people of the world.
That's nice of you to say.
Anyway, Broncos minus 11.5. Monday, we're not going to make a pick yet, obviously. We'll make the pick Monday. You have to come back.
Yeah, this game's trash.
Colts-Titans is the Monday game?
Is Mariota playing?
This is huge. Colts-Titans, AFC South division rivalry game.
Jacoby Brissett.
Doesn't the NFL want people to tune in these games?
The NFL games? This year has been fucking embarrassing.
The NFL sucks.
Why would they plan this Monday night game?
Sadly, no matter how bad the NFL gets, I will continue to watch and bet on these games.
Mm. Well, of course.
I'll just watch the Eagles, and that's it. But give me Jacoby Brissett. I'll make that pick.
I thought I'd wait until Monday.
I don't even care what the points is.
We don't even have the line up here.
Colts plus the points.
Dan's just taking them.
Just taking the Colts no matter what.
Blindly.
Okay.
I respect it, Dan.
If you like our picks, if you don't like our picks, there's one place to go. Bet with us, bet against us, do your thing. Mybookie.ag is the website you're going to want to hit.
Oh, yes.
If you use the code BACKDOOR to activate your fucking initial deposit offer, you can get up to 100% bonus. Believe it or not, Dylan.
Up to.
I do believe it.
Believe it, baby.
I do.
Obviously, industry standard restrictions apply. That goes without saying. Mybookie.ag, you play, you win, you get paid. If you miss kickoff, you can still get a bet down. They've got in-game live betting. Great, every fucking prop bet that you could possibly imagine.
The most rewarding player perks in the biz.
Mm. Fast payouts, too. Two business days.
Oh, son. Mybookie.ag, use the code BACKDOOR, get some bets down, play along with us, fade the shit out of Dan's college picks. I feel like this weekend's
going
to be No, this week I'm going
to Let me add to this. If you're more of a casino games guy, tomorrow, mañana, Friday, we're doing a little thing called Casino Friday, and you'll be able to hop on the blackjack table with us and bet a little cash.
On mybookie.ag.
Talk
Very good
shit.
Point, Dylan. Yeah. Casino Friday is fun as hell.
It's electric.
Your Friday is probably lacking in excitement.
Because
this
your
is
life
it,
is
baby.
Boring.
This is it. Casino Friday. Hit mybookie.ag with us. We'll be tweeting out links to the table we're at. You can hit the table with us. We usually harass the dealer.
Yeah.
I'll just put it that way. And that's enjoyable. It's like a live dealer. So you're probably imagining a shitty computer blackjack scenario. That is not the case.
These are real
cards.
You're
staring at a real human
being. This is live dealer video footage. They talk to you.
Welcome to the table, Dorn.
They'll talk to you and stuff. The females wear low-cut shirts.
Okay. Yeah, they do.
Sorry. Mybookie.ag, use the code BACKDOOR to activate that offer. We've got a hotline. Got a few calls this week.
We get to the hotline, Ross, we have some breaking news.
Holy.
Oh, man, this must be big.
Coming in from SportsCenter, Federal Appeals Court clears the way for the NFL's 6-game suspension of Ezekiel Elliott.
They restored Elliott's 6-game ban.
Yeah, Federal Appeals Court has lifted an injunction that blocked a 6-game suspension. So whatever the fuck that means.
Oh, get fucked, Zeke.
Oh, man, that's why you don't
hit your
girl.
At this point, it's safe to assume he's not the best dude.
You don't hit your girl, bro.
No.
You don't do it. Domestic violence is not the answer. Just go get high in an alley like everybody else. What the fuck's wrong with you?
It's a hefty suspension, too, so you know he did
some shit. 6 games, dude. Woo! Yeah, so they lifted the injunction. God damn. Thank you, Micah, for interrupting. That's big news. The 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. I don't know why that's the one, but that's the one.
Cowboys, of course, have a bye this week.
It was a 3-judge panel that voted 2-1 to back the NFL's argument.
So if they were to make the playoffs, he will be back by then.
You know what is extremely entertaining to me? The fact that there are United States judges wasting valuable time and money doing these massive injunctions for the NFL.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn sports league.
There's so many
judges
like this. Remember the whole steroid thing that went to Congress?
That's ridiculous. Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
That was a joke.
These are sports, bro. Stay out of this.
Why do they get involved? Why does the government get involved in this shit?
Why is big government always got to be coming in and messing up sports?
I truly don't understand that.
Was it Palmeiro that just decided he couldn't speak English anymore? Court?
No, that was Sammy Sosa.
Oh, Sosa?
Rafi Palmeiro wagged his finger in this manner and then failed a drug test less than a month later.
And I recall Mark McGwire answering the question of, have you done steroids? He would say, I choose to only talk about the future.
I'm not here to talk about the past.
Yeah, I'm not here to talk about the past.
Talk about the past.
In other words, yeah.
Bring back steroids.
Very, very good to me.
We need him back.
Baseball been very, very good to me.
Oh, speaking of.
That's my Sammy Sosa.
Didn't the MLB set a home run record this year?
Yes. Those balls are juiced, baby.
Is the balls are now juiced.
That is the widespread theory that I choose to buy into, that they have got these balls plugged with more cork than usual.
No, they're just tennis balls now.
They're juiced, baby.
You can't hit a tennis ball very far, Dan.
You can't throw a tennis ball 102
you
miles
You can hit
an
a
hour.
Tennis ball very far.
No, by the way, speaking of women beating and abuse, what
you
did all those
as
Chapman
as
do? Didn't he choke his girlfriend or something?
Who?
Geraldus Chapman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Chapman has some shady past with women.
He's got gnarly neck tats. Oh, yeah, here we go. Police report. Geraldus Chapman allegedly fired gunshots, choked girlfriend in domestic incident. He fired 8 gunshots in the garage of his Miami area home following an October argument with his girlfriend in which she told police he choked her and pushed her against a wall.
Holy fuck.
Not a good dude.
And that's why you root against the Yankees.
But
friend.
He gets outs. And he's the Indian killer.
That's like some serial.
That's fucked up shit.
Yeah.
If you remember last year, though, he got 8 outs, I think, in Game 7.
Why
are
so many
or
people
was it Game
just
6?
Suck at life?
It was a crucial 8 out stretch that he got against the Indians last year, and then he went 6 outs against the
I'm just making my pitch to everybody out there who might not have picked a side yet. It's important to remember that there are no players on the Astros who fire off gunshots in their garage after getting into arguments with their girlfriend and choking them and shit. Oh. We don't do that shit.
I can't believe either the Yankees or Astros will be in the World Series.
That's a Yankees thing. The Astros are going to be in the World Series. They're going to win this series.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking sure.
Also, you can't not cheer for Altuve. That man
is the most likable person in the world.
I do love me some Altuve.
That man is built for horse racing, like as a jockey, but he somehow can hit bombs.
He strokes.
Hitting titles every year. All right, we got a few calls on our hotline. 800-392-6344 is our hotline number. You can call, ask us a question, leave us a rant, whatever. We play the best calls every week on our Thursday show. 800-392-6344. Here's the first call from this week.
Hey, guys, it's Eric. And fuck, Reese from Texas is nothing on me because I am an OSU Beaver fan, a Browns fan, and a big soccer guy, and I am in dire straits. I might have to just fucking give up sports forever because I'm at loss for words. The U.S. is not in the World Cup. We just lost our head coach. We've only beaten an 0-5 Big Sky team, and the Browns are doing Browns things. If you guys have any hobby suggestions, if Dan knows any girls that can take me to exotic places, dear God, pass them along because I have no clue if I can continue doing this. I'm at a loss for words. I'm watching Taylor Twellman just rip apart the U.S. team. Rip me all you want for liking soccer. Micah's hot takes and fake Ron Swanson-ass mustache are just no match for this. So have a good one, boys. I'll catch you later.
The only thing left to do is to experiment with different drugs and find one that's good for you and just ride off into the sunset with it.
I agree with that.
You can get a hobby.
Play just golf. Go play golf.
Collect stamps.
Playing golf would be good. I will say this. I tweeted about this, but it was one of the first things that struck me. I really feel for the guys who, like, you know how everybody knows, like, that one guy who is, like, all in on being soccer guy and wears a U.S. men's national team jersey when we play in the World Cup and shit, and, like, he's that guy. That guy, this was all he had. And he's crushed.
It's not all he had.
What is he going to live for?
He has nothing to live for.
You also have to feel for guys like this. Big soccer guy. All his other teams suck dick. He's a Browns fan. Which, I don't know what you're doing there. Just, that's...
Hey, man, they're starting Kevin Hogan this weekend.
How's he an Oregon State guy and a Browns...
He's probably from Cleveland and went to school at Oregon State, if I had to guess.
It's a weird place to choose to go to school, don't you think?
I don't fucking know, dude. I don't know why people choose to go to school where they go.
But if you're from...
I don't know a single thing about Corvallis.
Aren't Oregon and Ohio close together? They both start with an O.
They're certainly not close
together. They're across the country from one
another. Is Oregon in the northwest?
Oh, yeah.
Oregon is right below Washington.
By the state of Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know where it's at.
You know where Ohio is?
No, I don't know where Ohio
it's
is.
It's somewhere up there.
If we put out a U.S. map, how many states you getting?
Across blank map. Over under, I'd say 19.
Yeah, that's fair.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm a good geography guy.
I can't do any of the Northeast. They're all too small. You can't tell which one's which. What the fuck's going on up there?
No one knows.
Get maybe Maine. Maybe that's it, though.
No one knows.
Rhode Island.
States, man, so you're not alone.
That's simply untrue.
Road. Thank you for the call. We apologize for your rough sports.
Keep on living, though, man.
And get off that. Get out of Browns territory. That's just... It's the worst franchise in sports.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Name a worse franchise.
You can't.
Sacramento Kings?
No.
No.
Maybe worse ownership, not more poorly run.
I think it's up there.
Browns. Next call.
Hey, this is for the backdoor cover. This is Andrew. I called you guys earlier in the summer about being a depressed Kings fan, and I was excited for the draft. But I want to talk about soccer, all right? I think it's 0-2 right now. We're losing against Trinidad and Tobago. I think we need this win to go to the World Cup. And I just want y'all to talk about why is the USA so fucking bad at soccer? You know, we have so much money. We're the best country for basketball and football and baseball and God knows what else. And what other fucking sports are there. But how are we so fucking bad at soccer? Is it because, you know, we're giving the kids too many fucking orange slices when they're little and they're going to fucking, you know, practice and shit? Is it because we need more kids from the favelas and from the ghettos to play fucking soccer, man? Is that why Brazil's so fucking good? Is that why all these fucking South American countries are so good? Fucking hell, guys. It's not fucking hard. You put the ball into the goddamn net. You do it like maybe fucking twice in a game and that's it. All right. Sorry, boys. All right, get back to me and tell me what you think. And fuck you, Mike. I don't want to hear you with one fucking moment for this segment, all right? I'm talking to the guys who really matter here. All right, you boys are the best. See ya.
Great call.
I think he makes one good point that we haven't touched on, and that's that maybe if we had more favelas.
Which word I'm just now learning.
So favelas are like those stacked. It's like whereas we have like things like the projects or like just shitty ghetto neighborhoods or whatever.
Countries
which
they have favelas.
Favelas, F-A-V-E-L-A-S, I believe is how it's spelled. Yeah.
Most famously in Brazil.
Not to be confused with vuvuzelas.
Not to be confused with vuvuzelas. Sure. Also relatable to soccer because we all know that they blow those things in South America.
I think
America.
They need to make a comeback.
South Africa. I'm sorry, not South America. But to his point, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should start to embrace the favela lifestyle rather than doing traditional projects.
We need more poor areas, you're saying.
We need our poor areas to be developed more similarly to how, say, like the City of God is in Brazil.
Culturally, we're just not on board with the game of soccer.
I mean, we got plenty of ghettos that we can just...
In the ghetto.
We need to just pick children up from the ghettos and then throw them into academies.
We're teetering on it being racially insensitive. We should probably...
Ghetto is just a poor area. Yeah. White people can be just as poor as anybody else.
I really like the part where he said, all we have to do is score two fucking goals. How hard can it be?
Just put the ball in the net twice against Trinidad and Tobago. I think this is the happiest Mike has ever been about anything, is the World Cup failing, the U.S. failing to make the World Cup.
We talked about this on Touching Base earlier today, and he was just cackling.
It's fucked up. It's really weird to root against your country in any sport. But whatever.
But that's Micah.
Next call. Please don't be about soccer.
Hey, guys. This is Parker from the L.A. area, formerly the Utah area. And I flew home for the Utah-Stanford game. And they just lost. It was, I feel like I'm the bad luck. This is not fun, you guys. I even took some of Dan's picks, and I lost money this week. Like, guys... I know you're not going to call me back, but I sort of wish Micah would. But yeah, I love you guys. Bye.
Sounded like he was fighting back tears there.
A drunk man crying, about to cry, at least after losing quite a bit of money. Yeah, I mean,
sometimes good sports cry is okay.
Utah was undefeated, and they had Stanford at home, and they lost.
Well, I'm not arguing against that. I'm just saying
that's why he was crying.
That's a man on the brink of tears right there.
Yeah,
just a sports cry. It's fine.
There's nothing wrong with a good sports cry for the right reasons. And those reasons are season-ending injury,
championship loss,
championship win.
Or loss.
Disagree. Crying because you lost is a bitch move.
Crying when your career's over.
That's fine. That's fine. Retirement speeches, you can cry. You cannot cry because of a loss. I want to be clear about that. Okay. I'm a hard-line
Only
stance
win.
On that. You cry because of a championship win. Really, any win. Hell, regular season win. If you're drunk enough, you can cry. I don't care. I won't judge you. But if you cry because you lost, that's some shit. That's like what Odell Beckham Jr. does. Just fucking cries. He's just an emotional basket case. Making out with a field goal net and shit. That was the last of our calls for this week. 800-392-6344 is our number. Call us. We'll play your call, maybe. NBA starts next week. So Monday's podcast, we'll be making some NBA picks.
Over-unders
some
for the
over-unders
season?
On the wins, some fucking championship preview. I mean, I'm sure the Warriors are like minus 380 to win the championship or something.
Yeah, we'll just do over-unders for how many wins each team has.
Sure. The teams that matter anyway. I'm not trying to do like an over-under for the, you know, who really sucks this year? Orlando. Memphis is not going to have a good season.
They're going to be okay. I think Mike Conley Jr. is going to hold it down.
I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs. Anyway, NBA next week. Look forward to that. I know Dylan is really looking forward to the NBA season and talking about basketball. He's putting a proverbial gun to his head right now. If you could see him, that's what he's doing. Not proverbial.
A.K.A. a finger pistol.
Finger pistol.
See the shirt I'm wearing right now, Ross?
Yep. Dan's got his 76ers shirt on. I've got my Rockets hat on. We're ready. Hey, if you could do us a favor, go on iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really appreciate it. Shouts to anybody?
Joel Embiid. JoJo.
I saw him talking some mean shit during the first half of that.
He's so good. He's so goddamn good. The Sixers are such a drastically better team with him on the court.
Did he just sign like a $170 million contract?
He just got paid.
Yeah, he should probably stay
5
healthy.
Years. Yes, he's only played, what, 33 games?
I have
games?
No shouts. No one is worthy of a shout today.
I feel like it's been a while since you gave anybody shouts.
I don't like to hand out shouts for free.
Shouts to Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta, new owner.
What's your Venmo so people can pay for shouts?
You can't buy shouts from me.
Can't buy shouts. No. Wow. You can buy shouts from me. My Venmo is WR Bolin. So is all my other social media. Please send me money.
Mine's
I will
just
shout
Dan,
you out.
Dan Regester, so yeah.
But yeah, whatever Dan's rate is for a shout, I'll do a dollar less.
I'll write a column about you if you pay me.
I will delete that column. Go to manoutfitters.com. Use the code backdoor, or don't use that code. Use the code sports to get 10% off, or just wait till Tuesday and get 20% off, because you can use the code fall 20 for that.
Yeah, just wait till Monday.
Monday, whatever. Follow us on Twitter at Backdoor Cover. Follow us on Instagram at Backdoor Cover Podcast.
Follow us on Facebook at Backdoor Cover Podcast.
Facebook.com/Backdoor Cover.
I saw we got one view.
We have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we got one view on it.
Yeah, we made a Facebook page so that we could have our Instagram be certified or whatever. And
there's nothing on it.
That's it. It's just there.
That's exciting.
Let's see. Let's see how many likes it has.
No, it had one view. I got a notification for it having one view.
All right, it has no likes.
not even us.
I mean, I'm one of the hosts. I didn't know it existed, so I can understand.
There are no likes. I've never seen that before. I made the page, and I don't even like it, apparently. Wow. That's weird.
That's low.
Yeah. We'll be back Monday to talk NFL, NBA, recap the college football weekend.
Cash some checks.
No more soccer calls. I want to be clear about that. We're done.
Soccer's done.
Until the World Cup starts, we're not talking about fucking soccer.
We're not even going to talk about it during the World Cup.
We might talk about it during like the World Cup final. That'll be entertaining. I care about that.
Let's get out of here.
We'll be back Monday. Peace!